Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. Friends, what kind of vehicle is best for protecting the environment? A bicycle? Yes, perhaps. But what about when it gets old and you need to throw it away? Well, the title of today's lesson is BAM Bike. Yes, there are bikes made mostly of a natural resource, bamboo. So today we're going to learn about BAM benefits. Is that a word? Well, it is today. And we're also going to learn about BAM business and how BAM business is booming. Okay, well, I guess it's time for us to get BAM started right now. Here we go.
BAM Bike. BAM Benefits. Creating jobs for Victoria's citizens isn't the only way that this company helps its community. 10% of its profits go back to the local community. Additionally, in order to help promote education, BAM Bike has started feeding programs for students and sponsors a local teacher. A bamboo playground, as well as school supplies and scholarship programs, are other benefits. The company is also careful to plant more bamboo than it harvests to ensure that production and progress continue. In the future, improvements are also planned for Victoria's water and sanitation.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 benefit 这个字。上一篇文章我们学过 benefit 当动词是指受益于或者是有益于某个对象。但是 benefit 在这里是当名词，意思是指利益或好处。例如 one of the many benefits of backpacking is gaining the ability to solve problems. 当背包客的诸多好处之一就是能够得到解决问题的能力。或者是 the mayor claimed that what he had done was for the benefit of the people. 市长声明他所做的是为了人民的利益。接下来我们看 production 这个不可数名词 ,duct 这个字根有引出的意思。所以 production 是指大量生产或制造。例如 one of the production lines was closed because there weren't enough orders. 有一订单不足，有一条生产线已经关闭了。Production 也指影视作品的制作，例如 The production of the singer's latest album took almost 3 years. 这位歌手最新的一张专辑的制作历经将近三年。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Let's learn about the BAM benefits of BAM bikes. Rebecca, is BAM benefit a word?
BAM benefit...You know, it's funny, Gabe, I've actually never really heard that word until today's lesson.
Yeah.
You know, I know there's a lot of words that I haven't heard yet in the English language, but BAM benefit? No, I don't think that's an actual word. I think they're just combining, like, bamboo, BAM bikes, benefits. I think they're trying to combine two different words.
Yeah, our author is just having fun with our lesson, okay? Mm-hmm. Yesterday we learned about BAM bow ties, which are little parts for the bike, right?Well, that was also a created word. And here we're learning about BAM benefits, or the benefits of BAM bikes. Creating jobs for Victoria's citizens isn't the only way that this company helps its community. So what's another way, Rebecca?
Well, according to our lesson, 10% of its profits go back to the local community. So that's another way that they're helping the community. Now let's talk about that phrase.To go back to. Typically when I think of going back to something, I think of returning. You know, I'd really like to go back to that restaurant I went to last night. It was so good.
Yes, that is perfect. It's true. I use it like that too. I'd love to go back to that store. I'd love to go back to that country. You know, I went to Greece once and I loved it so much I went back to Greece for another visit. But our lesson uses this phrase,A little bit differently, okay? It means something different. 10% of its profits, okay, so that is money that BAM Bike makes, 10% of that goes back to the local community. So if you can think of it like this, the community produced Brian McClellan. Okay, or you can think of it like that. The community gave us Brian McClellan. He had this idea for band bikes, and now he wants to give something that he made back to the community.
That's right. So you could also say all the money that we earn from the fundraiser will actually go back to the hospital. So, you know, there are different ways that you can raise money. And, of course, we call that a fundraiser. And this individual decided to take all the money that they earned and give it back to the hospital.
Yeah, I know that different people, maybe they'll write something. Maybe they'll write a book, right? They work for an organization. They write a book. Some people don't even keep any of the money. They might have all of the money go back to the organization that they work for. Okay, so that's how you use that phrase, to go back somewhere. 10% of its profits go back to the local community.
And additionally, in order to help promote education, BandBike has started feeding programs for students and sponsors a local teacher. And I think this is actually really an amazing thing that they are trying to do, because education is so important, and we've learned in other lessons that not everyone actually gets a good education. So I think it's cool that BandBike is trying to support education and promote it.
That's right. So they're sponsoring this teacher. Maybe they'll support more teachers in the future.
Mm-hmm.
A bamboo playground, as well as school supplies and scholarship programs, are other benefits. Interesting. Have you ever sat and ridden down a bamboo slide, Rebecca?
Of course not, Gabe. I haven't been to a bamboo playground yet, but I have this feeling that they might become a little bit more popular in the very near future. And with a niece and two nephews, I just might be interested in bringing them to a bamboo playground.
Yeah, why not? That sounds fun. Well, we see the company is also careful to plant more bamboo than it harvests to ensure that production and progress continue. So, of course, this is a good thing. If you're going to take something from nature, you want to try to give back. And if you can, to give even more. So they want to plant more bamboo than they take, more bamboo than they harvest.
And let's talk about that word that you see right here on the screen. To ensure. If you ensure something is going to happen, that just means that you make certain that it definitely will happen. Okay, so here is an example, another way that you can use this word. Let's see here. Ah, yes. The party doesn't start till 8 o'clock, but I will pick you up at 7 to ensure that we aren't late. You never know. There could be traffic.
Yeah, that's very good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe an aircraft. The company will ensure that passengers arrive safely, right? Now, sometimes this makes me think of the word assure, A-S-S-U-R-E. Now, the words are very similar, but we use them in slightly different ways. One difference is that if I'm using the word assure, I can say, I assure you, for example, with Rebecca's example, I assure you that we will get to the place early. Or you would say, I ensure that we will get to the place early. Okay, so when you're using the word assure, you can add the word you. I assure you that this will happen.
Uh-huh. That's great, because those two words sound very similar, assure and ensure. So it's good to make sure you know the differences between those words. And, of course, in our lesson, we're talking about BandBikes and bamboo, and how the company is careful to plant more bamboo than it harvests to ensure that production and progress continue. And I think this is very important, because if you're harvesting a lot of bamboo, but you're not planting more than you're harvesting, you could eventually run out of bamboo.
Exactly. So they want to stop that from happening. In the future, we read, improvements are also planned for Victoria's water and sanitation. Interesting. So how is bamboo going to help with... Oh, I see. The company BandBike is going to do something to improve the water and sanitation. Got it.
Yes, yes. And that's also a really great thing, a great goal for them to have. Well, anyway, right now, it's time for us to sing about this lesson with Sing It Out.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Right.
there are a lot of people in the world that don't have jobs.
Yes, that is true, Ben. And this is not because people are lazy. Actually, they're quite skilled. But with the economy as it is, sometimes it's hard to find a job. And so this is the question that a lot of people have. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Okay. A 1, 2, 3, 4.
Is there a job for me? I'm living in poverty. I need to feed my family. Is there a job for me? Is there a job for me? I'm living in poverty. I need to feed my family. Is there a job for me?
You know what? A lot of people are looking for jobs, and I know it's kind of hard to find jobs depending on where you are, but I hope to bless you with this. We hope that someone says this to you.
We have a job for you. There is something that you can do. Contribute to your community. We have a job for you. One more time. We have a job for you. We have something that you can do. Contribute to your community. We have a job for you. We have a job for you. We have a job for you.
Welcome, BAM, back to Studio Classroom, where we are learning about the BAM benefits of BAM bikes. Of course, they're doing a lot for their community. They're not just providing jobs for people who make BAM bikes. We're also learning about how they're trying to improve the water and sanitation. They're sponsoring a local teacher. They've created a playground out of bamboo. I mean, what else can these guys do? Well, BAM business is booming. What does that mean? We're going to find out. Let's go. BAM Now.
BAM Bike. BAM business is booming. Though it's still a small venture, BAM Bike has reached a degree of fame and success. The bicycles are shipped worldwide and have become known for quality and eco-friendly materials. Filipino President Benigno Aquino III has even gifted them to world leaders, including Barack Obama. TripAdvisor has also ranked BAM Bike's Manila Bike Tour as one of the top activities to experience in the city. A bamboo revolution has started in the Philippines, and it's pedaling at lightning speed.
OK, 继续我们看 boom 这个动词。 boom 是指快速发展、成长或者是暴增。例如 ,our sales boomed in the last quarter due to the popularity of our new product. 由于我们的新产品广受欢迎，上一季的销售业绩大增。或者是 tourism has been booming in Eastern Europe for the past few years. 过去几年观光业在东欧蓬勃发展。boom 也可以当名词，例如A boom in the IT industry created Silicon Valley. 资讯产业的蓬勃发展造就了矽谷。所以我们看的是 venture 这个名词。venture 在这里是指具有风险的投资或事业。例如 fast food was once a small venture, but now there are many national chains. 素食业本来是小本生意，如今在全国都有许多的连锁店。或者是 this film production is a joint venture between Hong Kong and Korea.这部电影的制作是香港和韩国合资的。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, now we get to talk about the next section, which is called BAM Business is Booming. And if something is booming, that just means it's doing quite well. So we read, though it's still a small venture, BAM Bike has reached a degree of fame and success. Now let's talk about those words, a degree of something. This just means an amount or level of something in particular.
Okay, so it's at least a little bit successful, mm-hmm. right? It's reached a degree of fame and success. You can have a degree of, you could talk about having a degree of satisfaction in your job, or maybe in one of your employees, what they've done. You're a little bit satisfied. There's a degree of satisfaction. Perhaps you talk about the degree of comfort. There's a degree of comfort in this job. Maybe it's not the most comfortable job, but there's a degree of comfort. So how else can you use this phrase, Rebecca?
And I would say that most jobs require some degree of experience.
Yes.
Maybe not necessarily a lot, but at least a degree of experience. And here's another example. There was some degree of truth to what she said, but I don't totally believe everything.
Those are great examples.
I know, they're pretty good.
All right. There's a degree of truth to what she said, but you can't believe everything. And here in our lesson, Bam Bike has reached a degree of fame and success. The bicycles are shipped worldwide and have become known for quality and eco-friendly materials. Now, let's find out how it's reached a degree of fame.
Well, we learn in the lesson that the president of the Philippines, mm-hmm. he's actually gifted this bike to some world leaders, including Barack Obama. Excuse me, President Barack Obama.
Ah, yes. So indeed, Bam Bike has reached a degree mm-hmm. of fame there. Well, TripAdvisor has also ranked Bam Bike's Manila Bike Tour as one of the top activities to experience in the city. So it's reached a degree of fame. And, of course, in Manila, it's reached a degree of success.
So a bamboo revolution has started in the Philippines, and it's pedaling at lightning speed. Actually, I really, really, really like that phrase, lightning speed. If something is happening at lightning speed, that means that it's happening very, very fast.
Yeah,
very
for
quickly.
Example, mm-hmm. you could be working at lightning speed. Maybe you usually work a little bit more slowly, but now you're in a time crunch. You need to get things done before a deadline. You're hurrying all over the place, working at lightning speed.
Exactly. Wow, that boy is running at lightning speed. Or here's another example. It's been so hot, and everyone is going and buying ice cream. No wonder that famous ice cream shop is selling out of its ice cream at lightning speed.
Ooh, it's selling out at lightning
mm-hmm.
speed. Hey, so Bam Bike, is this considered an invention or an innovation, Rebecca?
Ooh, actually, Gabe, the guys in the InfoCloud would like to discuss that very thing.
Ah.
So let's go to the InfoCloud at lightning speed.
One way to be successful in business is to provide a new service or sell something that no one has ever thought of selling before.
Opening a coffee shop down on the street corner, well, that might work, but it's been done so many times before.
So how about building and selling bicycles made from bamboo? Now that's innovative.
Right. Who's ever thought of doing that before? Now let's take a closer look at that word innovative. The Latin prefix in, I-N, means into. Can you spot the Latin root word? Right. It's stuck right there in the middle. Nova.
Nova means new. So putting the two parts together, innovate literally means into the new. We use it today to mean changing the established way of doing something or introducing something new.
There are many synonyms for innovative, like creative, fresh, original, and novel.
Now, that last word, novel, is actually related to nova. If something is novel, it's different, like a novel idea.
Mm-hmm. Or if something is a novel, using novel as a noun, then it's a long work of fiction, a new story that readers expect to be unusual and exciting.
我们先来看一个比较长的单词 innovative， 注意它的重音在第一音节 innovative， 它的字首 in 在拉丁文表示进入， 字根 nova 就是 new 新的， 所以它的动词 innovate 字面上就是进入新的境界， 也就是革新 开创新面貌的意思。 innovative 是形容词， 它的同义字包括 creative, fresh, original, novel。 novel这个字跟刚刚讲的 nova 也是有关联的， 当形容词表示新颖的， 当名词表示长篇小说， 因为一篇长篇小说是一篇 new story 新的故事。 这就是今天的Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Hey, Brian, why the sad face?
I'm worried.
Oh no, wait. Is it the production? Don't we have enough bamboo to harvest?
That's not it. We have plenty of bamboo.
Then why are you worried? Bam bikes are popular. Business is booming.
Yes, but are we giving enough back to the community?
Well, we are creating jobs for Victoria's citizens. That's giving back.
But I want to do more.
Like what? Give away money?
Yes, that's a great idea.
Really?
Yes, let's give 10% of our profits to the local community.
Yes, let's promote education. We can provide school supplies and build a bamboo playground.
Yeah, and set up feeding programs for the students and sponsor local teachers.
Perhaps we can also consider other projects as well.
All right. Let's make improvements to Victoria's water and sanitation.
Excellent. You know what? Despite being a small venture, Bambike is reaching out.
While reaching a degree of fame and success, the bamboo revolution has just started.
Okay, so let's review from today's lesson. So Gabe, what do you get when you combine the greenest material on Earth with the most efficient machine ever created?
Does it have to do with Bambikes?
Hey, that's the right answer, Bambike friends. I hope you got the correct answer. And thank you for joining us today. And we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom. We're going to have a whale of a time. Come back.